at glbtcolorado.org/pridefest. That's it for our show this evening. Be sure to tune in next week for the next episode of Outsources featuring host Sean Kenny. That's next Monday at 6:30 here on KGNU 88.5, Denver, Boulder, and Fort Collins. Or you can listen anytime at kgnu.org/outsources or go to news.kgnu.org and search for Outsources there. If you have any feedback about this or any other Outsources show, please feel free to email us at outsources@kgnu.org. Thanks for listening this evening. I'm Janice Bohan. Good night.
KGNU Board of Directors reminds listeners that all our board meetings are open to the public. The KGNU Board of Directors meets at 6 p.m. on the second Monday of every month. We also have a Community Advisory Board that meets twice a year. All meeting dates, times, and locations are posted in advance on our website, kgnu.org. You can also get more information on KGNU Board meetings by calling 303-449-4885 during business hours, or by sending an email to board@kgnu.org.
It's 2 minutes after 7 o'clock, and you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's time now for the Opera Box. Welcome to the Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadel, and tonight my playlist features dramatic characters driven to the edge of self-sacrifice, such as Saul, the leader of the Israelites. Desperate characters from the operas of Puccini, Wagner, and Donizetti. Join me for tonight's Tormented Opera Box.
Teil, teil.
Saul's pride has left the Israelites vulnerable, and knowing that they'll be defeated in the coming battle with the Philistines, he falls on his sword and dies, leaving the way for David to become the new king of the Israelites. That's the conclusion of Saul and David, the opera by Carl Nielsen. And we heard Aga Haugland as Saul, and Naomi Järvi conducted the Danish National Radio Symphony Orchestra and Chorus. Here we are at 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU. And I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a playlist featuring tragic characters in opera driven to self-sacrifice. Like Saul, most of the tormented characters are driven to suicide through remorse for their own mistakes. And that's true of Edgar from Donizetti's Lucia di Lammermoor. Edgardo and Lucia gave their vows to each other that they would be married when Edgardo returns from duty in France. While Edgardo was away, Lucia was tricked into marrying Arturo. When Edgardo returned and learned that Lucia is married, he accused her of breaking her oath. Lucia is driven mad, and she killed Arturo, collapsing. She later died. And in this final scene, Edgardo realizes he was wrong and to accuse Lucia. He goes to the graveyard of his family and kills himself to join her in heaven. From the conclusion of Lucia di Lammermoor.
Rispetto almeno chi muore per la diceste,
la messina,
o parlate,
chi la viserà se muore,
innamorata, bell'alma innamorata.
Blaming himself for Lucia's madness and death, Edgardo takes his own life, hoping to join her in heaven. We heard Roberto Di Biasio as Edgardo, and Tonino Foliani conducted the Bergamo Festival Orchestra and Chorus. And we're about 20 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadell, with my playlist featuring tormented characters driven to end it all. Be sure to stick around as well, because for a Classic Monday, I'll be your host with the second in my series of programs tracing the evolution of the symphony. That's at 8 p.m. right here on KGNU. Self-sacrifice occurs in several operas by Puccini, Madama Butterfly, Turandot, and Suor Angelica. Puccini was no stranger to suicide. His wife accused their housekeeper of having an affair with him, and his housekeeper committed suicide. And maybe that contributes to the effectiveness of this next scene. Suor Angelica, or Sister Angelica, lives in a convent. The time frame is roughly the late 1600s, early 1700s. She was sent to the convent to avoid the family shame of having a child out of wedlock. Over time, she's become respected for her expert knowledge of medicinal plants. Well, one day she's visited by her proud and arrogant aunt, a member of the aristocracy, who has come to tell her that her illegitimate son has died. Angelica is stricken with grief at the thought of her child dying without seeing his own mother. Then she imagines her son calling her from heaven. Well, when her aunt leaves, she moves among the plants in the garden, knowing which ones are poisonous. And after making herself a toxic mixture, she drinks it to end her misery. But then she realizes she's committed the mortal sin of suicide, and she begs the Virgin Mary to forgive her. As she dies, she sees the Virgin approaching her with her son, who runs to her and embraces her. From Suor Angelica.
Thank you.
Sister Angelica, overcome with grief and guilt upon learning of the death of her little boy, poisons herself, but is forgiven by the Virgin and reunited with her son in heaven. We heard Cristina Gallardo Domas as Suor Angelica, with Antonio Papano conducting the Philharmonia Orchestra. It's 20 minutes before 8 o'clock, and you're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadell, with a playlist of dramatic characters driven to self-sacrifice.
Support comes from the Colorado Mahler Fest, celebrating 30 years of bringing Mahler to the masses. The Colorado Mahler Fest will take place May 15th through May 21st and will feature performances on Mahler's 10th Symphony and the U.S. premiere of Elgar's String Quartet arranged for string orchestra by David Matthews. For tickets and the complete festival schedule, visit mahlerfest.org.
For my last case, it's going to be a little different from all the others. In this case, our heroine is driven to sacrifice herself for a man's salvation. This is from Wagner's Flying Dutchman. You probably know the legend of the Flying Dutchman. The Dutchman is the sea captain who invoked Satan's name during a storm at sea. He's thus damned to eternity, having to sail the seas with his ghost crew, allowed to come to land only once in 7 years, to try to find a wife who would remain faithful to him unto death. Then he'd be released and allowed to join her in heaven. Well, a Norwegian sea captain met the Dutchman at sea and invited him to his home. There, the Dutchman meets the captain's daughter, Senta. Something about the Dutchman's solemnity attracts her to him. Well, in this scene from the end of the opera, Eric, Senta's former sweetheart, has learned that the stranger is the cursed Flying Dutchman, and he tries to dissuade her. Well, the Dutchman, believing that there's now no hope for him, summons his crew, and as his ship heads out to sea, Senta throws herself off a cliff. The ship disappears, and the two of them are seen ascending to heaven. From the Flying Dutchman.
Ich weiß, ich muss. Ich steige schön, ich konnte dich, als ich so hast, ich so
The selfless young maiden Senta throws herself off the cliff into the sea to sacrifice herself and secure salvation for the cursed Flying Dutchman. And they both ascend to heaven. That's the conclusion to The Flying Dutchman, Der Fliegende Holländer, music of Richard Wagner. We heard the great Norman Bailey as the Flying Dutchman. Janice Martin was Senta, and the tenor René Kolo was her former sweetheart, Eric. Georg Schulte conducted the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and Chorus. Well, we're coming up now 2 minutes before 8 o'clock. This is your host, Ron Nadell. I hope that you have enjoyed my Opera Box program of tormented characters driven to self-destruction. Be sure to stay with me for my next program, A Classic Monday. I'm going to have a program that's tracing the course of history of the symphony. That'll be at 8 o'clock right here on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Join the Labor Exchange this Monday at 6 p.m. on KGNU. Your host will be Dennis Kreese, a union organizer with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades. Listen to information on labor issues and other materials that relates to working families. Again, join the Labor Exchange every other Monday evening at 6 p.m. on KGNU Boulder and KGNU Denver.
La Lucha Sigue is the bi-weekly radio magazine of news, urgent action alerts, and music from and about Latin America and the Caribbean.
La Lucha Sigue is the worst show I've ever heard on the radio.
It's mostly bad news, but the good news is that KGNU is here to broadcast it. Venezuela. La Lucha Sigue means the struggle continues, so every show tries to report on grassroots successes. The struggle continues, La Lucha Sigue, every other Monday night at 6 p.m.
The worst show ever.
It's 8 o'clock, and you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM in the Boulder, Denver metro area, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and live online at kgnu.org and afterfm.com. It's time for a Classic Monday. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to KGNU's A Classic Monday. I'm still your host, Ron Nadel. Tonight, I continue my multi-program series on the symphony, that towering achievement of Western music tradition. What is a symphony, and how does it allow for such diversity and evolution? Well, I'll continue to trace the outline of the symphony and what is called symphonic form, with the help of composers such as the early symphonist Johann Stamitz. And the music of Mozart and Beethoven with some musical illustrations. I hope you'll join me for tonight's journey. Thank you. the first movement of Symphony in E, music of Johann Stamitz, and we heard Donald Armstrong conduct the New Zealand Chamber Orchestra. We're just 4.5 minutes after 8 o'clock, and you're listening to A Classic Monday. I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with the second in my program series, Tracing the History of the Symphony. I mentioned last week that Haydn is called the father of the symphony because he utilized techniques that others had experimented with, and he refined